Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 8th of March. Starting off with Clear Leisure, nice progression here. We've got an inside day so far. Looking for a break of Friday's high at 4.5 pence and hopefully then breaking through towards seven pence, which is the top of the rising trend channel from the beginning of the year, from the start of January. At this stage, only danger, I suppose, back below 3 pence. You can maybe tighten that up a little bit to the high of Thursday, which was around 3.4 pence, above 3.4, certainly looking for the 7 pence area as soon as the end of this month. Small oilers starting to push higher, maybe a bit slower in some cases, but in the case of Canadian Overseas, we had the big break at 0.3 pence at the end of last month. Found support, I suppose, at and around the 0.35 pence intraday high, the mid-February intraday high. And certainly while we're above that on an end-of-day close basis, looking forward to further progress. Best case scenario target at the moment up to the top of the rising trend channel from June last year, as high as 0.75 pence, perhaps by the end of April. On to a stock which I've covered recently, but even though a lot of stocks moving, the breakout stocks are relatively rare at the moment. Cambria Africa doing well, breaking that initial March resistance at 0.5. We can get an end-of-day close above that. We're looking towards 0.85 by the end of next month, which is the resistance line there from December 2018. Stop loss at the moment, hopefully, we won't even need it, but hopefully back below 0.45, which is the mid-February peak. Above that, we should progress relatively smoothly. A stock which has had a little bit of jiggery pokery over the last couple of days is Dev Clever, but it seems the buyers are returning. Here we had a brief bear trap below that, late February support there at 24 pence, back above that now quite strongly, and looking towards hopefully fourth time lucky to break 30 pence and give us the 50 pence target that the November resistance line projection is suggesting, and that could be seen by the end of next month. Going on back to an oil situation, here we've got i3 Energy, which is a nice little push higher through 8 pence today. Support now at the initial March resistance of 8 pence, so that's a plus point there. Nice sideways flag formation as well, strong looking one. The more sideways it is, the stronger it is. So this looks like a mid-move consolidation. The first move was from 5p to 8p. And hopefully the second one will be from 8p to 11p. You've got the top of the channel there, if I can get the chart working properly, top of the channel there from March, from this time last year up to 12 pence as the resistance line projection target. Again, that is hopefully on track for the end of next month, or perhaps even sooner. People still going wild about the testers, the testing stocks. Here we've got Mega Diagnostics. A nice crawl here along the 20-day moving average. That's a strong signal. I had a minor bear trap below it at the end of last month, but generally holding that 20-day line at 89 pence at the moment. Just want to see an end-of-day close above the initial March peak at 95.6 pence. We can get that sometime this week or on a weekly close basis, then we should at least retest the £1.20 area over the rest of this month. Big picture target here as high as £1.80, which is that April resistance line projection, which should be on the cards given the way that we've had the gap higher the early part of last month. That remains unfilled. We also had a golden cross buy signal as well, roughly along the 90 pence level with a 90 pence level. So looking pretty strong still. Not quite as strong as Avacta maybe, but looking pretty strong nonetheless. On to back into the oil space and Petrel Resources. Here we've got the shares. It's quite a decent setup here in the sense that we've had a long falling wedge here in place since August. That looks like that's been broken around the 2.5 pence level. Just maybe need to see an end of day close or a weekly close above the 50-day moving average, 2.9 pence plus, or maybe give it up to 3 pence. But if we can get that, then hopefully the shares would then trade back towards the 6 to 7 pence zone over the next following 1 to 2 months, maybe even up to 9 pence, which is the top of that broadening triangle. Hopefully, with these falling wedge situations, there's a sort of logjam effect, and the shares will start to accelerate once they have broken or cleared that line in a definitive way. Predator is next, and good to see this stock on the front foot at the moment. Took a long, long time for the shares to get out of that sub 5 pence area. We had a few false dawns there as well, August and towards the turn of the year last year, around 6 to 7 pence. But this looks like it's going to keep on going. Got good support coming in at or above old resistance. We've done that twice now, first for February, now for March. And an end-of-day close above the February peak, 10.1 pence, should be enough to take us not only up to 12 pence, which was the target last time I looked at the stock, but even up to the top of the rising November trend channel at 16, 17 pence by the end of next month. So a happier situation there at Predator. SPAC fans have got plenty to sing about today, at least in terms of Ridgecrest. Here, after the churn that we had between, I suppose, 1.8, 2.2 pence, we've managed to break out. And I suppose that for me, the level really is the bottom of that gap at 2.1 pence. The longer we stay above that, the more confident we can be of a move, a sustained move to the upside. The target here, currently looking towards the 4.5, 4.75 level, which is the top of the rising trend channel from the middle of last month. Floor of the channel, around the, what's that, the 2.1 pence level. So that ties in with the top of the gap. And as I said, above that area on an end of day close or a weekly close basis, we should see 4.5, 5 pence by the end of next month on Ridgecrest. Lots of people requesting the following stock, another oil situation, I believe. Serinus Energy bouncing off the floor of this rising trend channel from November. That's around the, 2.9 pence level. So the longer we stay above that, the greater the chance of a move towards the top of the channel and the 200-day moving average at 4.85 pence. That could be seen by the end of April. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you'd wait for a weekly close above the 50-day moving average at 3.9 pence and also wait for the RSI to close above the neutral 50 level versus 45 at the moment. And if you're really fussy, you might even be waiting for the MACD indicator to cross to a buy. So plenty in store there in the technical setup department. Wildcat is next, and here you can see that the shares progressing reasonably well, but sort of three steps forward, two steps back, but progressing really reasonably well within this rising trend channel from January. The highlight here, as I've discussed before, are the gaps that we've had one in January, one in February. The February one remains unfilled, and that's the big bullish technical signal there. The longer that remains the case, the better or the greater the chance of a move towards 3 pence. I'd also like to see end of day closes above that 1.8 pence peak. More of those that we can get, the better for the cause of Wildcat in the near term. Finishing off with a stock which continues to push higher. Extract Resources, I suppose the big highlight here, once we get through this sort of 7.75, 8.5 pence area, would be that there'll be a journey towards the top of the rising trend channel from November, currently pointing as high as 16 pence. Ideally, we get to that target by the end of next month. And the upside valued very much while we hold above that old February peak at 6.5 pence. So above 6.5, we could see 16 pence over the near term for Extract Resources. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.